Okay, we're gonna start learning the dinim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, because there's a lot of dinim to learn. But today, to spend a little bit on Elul itself. Elul is the time of Cheshbon HaNefesh, the reckoning of the soul. It's brought down in Mata Ephraim and other places that it's appropriate to check your tefillin and mezuzahs in the month of Elul. Even though halachically you have to do it twice in 7 years, but it's preferred, and Mata Ephraim brings it down, the Rebbe encouraged that a lot also, that in the month of Elul, every year you should check your tefillin and mezuzahs to make sure they're good, which by the way also includes to make sure they're up in the right places. It's also part of a kosher mezuzah. If a mezuzah is put up in the wrong place, then it's not a kosher mezuzah.
Is that month of Elul, is it important to do that?
No, there is brought down the Inyan of Elul.
What?
The Mata Ephraim brings down on Shechzir. What? Yeah, a lot of Chabad people do it. Okay, now, coming to the concept of Slichas. Slichas. Oh, thank you. It's a good thing it's not a video. Okay, in the month of Elul, there's a different custom, by the way, with this whole thing of saying Slichas. A lot of Sephardic people have a custom, they start from Rosh Chodesh Elul, they start saying Slichas. Some people, communities that started saying Slichas, Chof Av, the 20th of Av, they would say 40 days before Rosh Hashanah, they would say Slichas. And the reason for that is, Aboim Yoim Kredim Yitzirus of Lot. Adam Rishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, 40 days before the formation of the kid. So when was the formation of Adam Rishon, so to speak, even though he wasn't born? But some people start 40 days before. By Ashkenazim, the custom is, we start the week of Rosh Hashanah itself. Now, there is a concept of having at least 4 days of Slichas. Like this year, Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so you always start Saturday night in the Ashkenazi community because they have a set time when you start Slichas. And you also say Matzoy Menucha. So you have a set time when you start Slichas, so you always begin Slichas on Saturday night. But you need to have at least 4 days of Slichas. Why do you need 4 days of Slichas? So there's two reasons. The Levush brings down, because there are many people that fasted Aseres Yemei Tshuva. The people that fasted, all of Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you can't fast for 24 hours. And Shabbat Shuvah, you can't fast. And Erev Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to fast. So to make up those 4 days of not being able to fast, they would say Slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Another reason is brought down in Poskim, that because 4 days before, when they brought an animal as a korban, they would have to check the animal, like we find the korban Pesach, 4 days before the korban, they would have to check it. So therefore, this is like 4 days of slichas, checking our animal within us to get it ready to be given over to Hashem.
So this year we start Saturday night?
This year we start the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, correct. But again, that's a lot of the different customs about doing it. And according to Halacha, even though it begins Saturday night, I know a lot of people now started doing it earlier, but proper Halacha says you shouldn't say Slichas Saturday night until after Halachic midnight, which now is like 1 o'clock. Why is that? Because it's still connected to Shabbos, and Shabbos you don't say Slichas. The reason why people do it earlier is because other people, they're not going to come. They're going to come later. They won't say it. So they started earlier. But halachically, the best thing is actually to start after halachic midnight. So it says the first time, all of the week we say it in the morning. But the first time we say Metzoy Menucha, which is a very important tefillah, Metzoy Menucha is Metzoy Shabbos. So that's why we start saying it, actually, Metzoy Shabbos. There are Chassidish places that they don't say Slichas Saturday night. They say Slichas is Sunday morning also. They only say it in the morning, they don't do it Saturday night. There's different... What?
Before Shachar.
Before Shachar. Yeah, before Shachar, you're supposed to say it. You don't have to say it at 3 o'clock in the morning, I mean, but you say it before Shachar. Okay, next. It's another interesting thing. Normally, the Saturday night, if there's a Yom Tov during the week, you don't say V'inayim and Va'at HaKadosh on Saturday night, after Ma'ariv. But this year, because Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos on Sunday, yeah, so the Pearl Arminig is that we do say V'inayim Va'at HaKadosh the Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, because there's a whole week that halachically you would be allowed to work. So therefore we don't say, V'inayim Va'at HaKadosh. Now, there's also different customs in blowing shofar for the month of Elul. Some people blow it only to Kiryas Shmona through a tekiya. It's called Tashrat. Our custom is we blow Tashrat, Tashat, and Terat, meaning Kiryas Shmona through a tekiya, Kiryas Shmona, tekiya, tekiya through a tekiya. Another interesting point, when you have Shvarim Teruah, so the whole discussion in Halacha is more relevant to Rosh Hashanah. When you blow Shvarim Teruah, sometimes you blow the Shvarim Teruah together, and sometimes you make a break between Shvarim and Teruah. So the minig, what says in Shulchan Aruch, and that's our minig, is that by the Tkiyas Miyusha, meaning the Tkiyas blow before Musaf, you know, the main ones you blow before Musaf, you blow Shvarim Teruah together. The ones that you blow during the Amidah, then those ones you blow separate. You Shvarim, you take a break, and then Teruah. There's a break between the Shvarim and the Teruah. Yeah, you take a small breath in, but it shouldn't be a long break.
How much of the truas are 9?
The minimum truas are 9. Okay, when we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, we'll discuss the very basic dinim of Shofar. In fact, there was a whole discussion by the Shluchim about teaching people how to blow Shofar this year, because a lot of people are not going to shul. Or there's in backyard minyanim that people won't have somebody blowing Shofar. They were talking about the campaign to teach people to blow shofar. Then the question was, if they're not religious, can you teach them? Can they blow shofar if they're not religious? A whole discussion going on the chats. What a person should do with Rosh Hashanah, with the tekiyas. Anyway, lapel the tekiyas shvarim teruah we blow in Elul. Our meaning is we blow them together, the shvarim teruah, like the tekiyas of Rosh Hashanah before Musaf. Okay, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow Shofar. Taras and Darim, again, Erev Rosh Hashanah, which this year is going to be Friday. The Rosh Hashanah is 2 weeks in this coming Shabbos. Huh? Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and Sunday. So by the way, this is a very interesting year. Not only Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos and Sunday, which means Yisukkot is Shabbos and Sunday, Shemini Atzeres is Shabbos, everything Shabbos and Sunday this year. Which, by the way, for business people is very good. They don't have to take off work. Huh? What Cholamay? I'm saying, but Rosh Hashanah, if it's the middle of the week, if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, then you have another problem. And Sukkot is Tuesday, Wednesday. But another interesting thing, by the way, is the last time Rosh Hashanah was Shabbos and Sunday was 11 years ago. The last time was Shabbos and Sunday was 11 years ago. And 11 years ago, it's interesting because I'm doing the Chabad weeklies in the Halacha newsletter. It's the same English date as the Hebrew date. Like, for instance, Rosh Hashanah this year is the 19th of September. 11 years ago, it was also the 11th of September. I'm thinking about 9/11. September 19th. So it was the same Kriyas English and Hebrew, which means it's just, you don't have to change any of the times for candle lighting and everything. It's exactly the same way it was 11 years ago. There's another interesting thing about this year. I think somebody said it was 3 times in the last 80 years. Not only is it Shabbos and Sunday, but this year, Cheshvan and Kislev are both not full. empty. I mean, chas, lacking. In other words, like this. All the days in the Hebrew months are established. Tishrei has 30 days. The months. You know exactly which months have full months and have what's called chaser. A Jewish calendar month can have 29 days or 30 days. So normally, all the months, you know exactly which is Mali, which was Chassid. One day Rosh Chodesh, or 2 days Rosh Chodesh. The only exception to that is Kislev and Cheshvan and Kislev. Now, sometimes Cheshvan and Kislev can both have 30 days. Sometimes they can have 29 days each. And sometimes one of them can have 29 and 130. So this year is unique. Not only is it Shabbos and Sunday, but the last time Shabbos and Sunday was a year that both Cheshvan and Kislev were 29 days and not 30 days was like three times in the last 80 years. It's a very unique thing. Another interesting thing to mention is that Tavshin Pei Aleph, what's the acronym? We always find good acronyms for the year. Teishnas Arenu Ploys. There's Nisim v'Neflois. Arenu Neflois. So Arenu Ploys. So this year is Teishnas Arenu Ploys, which is very, very special days. Very special year it's going to be. Depends. If you ask mathematicians, they'll tell you not to buy ever a lottery ticket. Okay, Ataras Nedarim, which is done out of Rosh Hashanah, halachically, you need to do it in front of three people. Now, you need to halachically nullify the vows. Why? Because vows is something common that people do, even though they're not supposed to do it. But people make vows, they make promises, they make resolutions. And sometimes you can have a din of a neder, of a vow that you can't transgress. So the custom is to, before we begin the new year, we are matur neder. We nullify the vows, which is a concept in Torah. And therefore, halachically, you need a bezdin to do hataras nedarim. How much is a bezdin? Three people. That's a bezdin. Interestingly, halachically, normally a bezdin cannot be relatives. Not to the litigants, and not to each other. Right? You can't have a bezdin of relatives. But for hataras nedarim, the halacha is you can have relatives. You can have relatives to each other, or the relative could do it for the other relative. That's within Shechnoch and the Gemara, that you're allowed to have relatives to do hataras nedarim. Chabad custom, though, is to do it in front of 10 people, in front of a minion. There are opinions, Teres Chesed and other people hold that when you do Ataras Nedarim, you should do it in front of somebody that already did Ataras Nedarim. But we're not mocking that at all. And
why do we do 10?
It should be a minion.
Just a minion.
Didn't we just do that?
Yeah, a year ago.
Like
we did it a year ago. No, a year minus 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks. What? So you have two ways of doing it. Either do a threes instead of fours, really. You need one talking and three doing it. Or you do 10, 15 people and it takes a little longer. No, you have 15 guys and one guy. No, a minimum 10. To have a minion. And what happens if you have 15? So you could shoot 5 people and you're left with 10.
That's the show. Careful around here with shooting.
I mean, why? Throw 5 people, huh? Call in another 5 people from the street. Okay. Some people have a minig to fast every Rosh Hashanah, but again, it's not a minig. Also, there's a minig that people have to go to graves of tzaddikim out of Rosh Hashanah, or at least to Beis HaKvaris, that they should be, not God forbid you're davening to them, But you're davening that they should help and be a good advocate for you to daven to Hashem.